Thank you and good afternoon. The Sheriff's Office has opened an investigation into the events that led to the death of a man whose body was found near Alder Point Road in Southern Humboldt on Thursday morning. Deputies and the coroner responded to a call from a local resident who was out walking a dog when they came across the body. It's estimated the body had only been in the area for about 48 hours. There was no identification found on the body, and although fingerprints have been taken, determination of an ID could take a few days. There are no details on how the man died or for any of the events that led to his death, and the investigation continues. Residents near a house in the 3800 block of D Street in Eureka called 911 on Wednesday night to report an explosion and fire at that location. After firefighters had extinguished the blaze, they discovered what appeared to be a hash lab. Sheriff's deputies and the County Drug Task Force responded to the scene, and the subsequent investigation determined that the residents had been used for the manufacture of honey oil hash, a used butane extraction process. A search of the house turned up a tank with 100 pounds of butane, 20 pounds of hash, 5 pounds of processed bud, 60 pounds of marijuana shake used to make hash, along with a shotgun and growing marijuana plants. Medical personnel treated a 24-year-old man at the scene, and he was later flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment of burns suffered in the explosion. The investigation has determined that the blast was likely caused by a leak in the butane canister that was ignited when a vacuum pump was turned on. The primary resident of the house is out of town, and no arrests have been made, but they are anticipated in the coming days. Fortuna police arrested two people during an investigation into a residential burglary on Renner Drive on Thursday night. The residents of the house came home to find that they had been burglarized, and officers investigating the scene determined that the thieves had fled the scene through a nearby field. Fortuna officers searched the area and then contacted 23-year-old Latasha Haslam and 28-year-old David Osborne, both of Eureka, walking off the campus of a nearby school. Officers stopped and contacted the pair and determined that Haslam was wanted on a warrant and Osborne was on probation. A search of the two turned up items stolen from the residence on Renner Drive, and both were arrested and booked into county jail. The property belonging to the victims was then returned. The Rural Counties Representatives of California held its annual installation dinner and reception on Wednesday night, and in addition to Supervisor Rex Bone taking over the vice chair duties, the group that represents 34 rural counties in California also issued awards. Senator Mike McGuire was named as the Legislator of the Year, and Bone said in a statement that they appreciate the collaborative approach McGuire has taken to decision-making on the unique issues and obstacles rural counties face. McGuire was noted for his work, such as wildfire recovery efforts in Lake County and authoring the medical marijuana legislation recently signed into law. McGuire said in a statement that it's a privilege to work on behalf of rural counties and small communities, and that he'll continue to fight to ensure they have the resources they need to thrive in the future. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Coast Guard has issued a warning to boaters and to those who want to go near the ocean this weekend to use extreme caution, as high tides, high surf, and rough seas pose significant danger. That goes for fishing boats as well. The crab fishing season has yet to open in California, but it's been busy to the north in Oregon, and on Tuesday night, tragedy struck the crabbing boat Eagle 3, based in Port Orford. The captain of that vessel, 54-year-old Glenn Burko, was the only survivor of the four-man crew that were thrown overboard in very rough seas in Coos Bay on Tuesday night. One of the crew members' bodies, that of 54-year-old Blaine Steinmetz, washed up onto the North Jetty, but two other crewmen, Josh Paulus and Daniel Matlock, were lost in the ocean. The Coast Guard dispatched two motor lifeboats and two helicopters to assist local rescue crews, but a 12-hour search for the two missing crewmen proved fruitless. A fundraising effort and a GoFundMe page has been established to assist the families of the victims. Eureka Police have honored 17-year volunteer Gary Swanson with its Community Service and Volunteer Award, an award created in 2015 to recognize those who gave their time and service to the city. Swanson was a member of the Eureka Volunteer Patrol and logged more than 6,200 hours working with the department. Swanson is the first recipient of the award, and it was presented to him in a private ceremony on Wednesday. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.